While gas prices may be coming down slightly, inflation is still very much on all of our minds as we watch prices on everything from milk to cars go up. Arizona has been hit harder than many other states, and now we are hearing whispers of a potential recession on the horizon. With us to talk about how all of this is impacting Arizona is economist Jim Rounds, president and CEO of Rounds Consulting Group. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Okay, so where are we seeing the biggest results of inflation here in Arizona? Like, how is this affecting our economy?
Well, the rate is around 10.5. The U.S. is around 8.5. So ours is worse than the nation as a whole. But that has to do with the fact that we're a growth state. There's more demand for goods and services, more demand for workers. Housing prices are way up, especially here. But it's also across the nation. Gas prices, as we all know, are way up. It costs a fortune just to fill up your tank each week. And this is probably going to continue for a little while longer. When prices go up, they tend to be what people call sticky. When they go up, they'll kind of stay stuck at this higher level and they'll come down slowly. It's funny because they never get stuck at a low level. They always come up right away. But when you want it to go down, they're sticky. So expect the prices to be fairly high for a while.
So when this kind of thing happens, and we've seen it happen before, although maybe the latest when it was this bad was like the 70s, right? Like, who's hurt most? Where do we see the biggest effects? Who sees the biggest effects in the economy?
Well, everybody's really impacted. But the ones that I'm more worried about are the lower income individuals who have a very constrained budget. And if they're having to spend more money just to purchase things, they're not able to put away extra money to pay off credit cards or for retirement. They're having to spend basically their entire income just to cover basic necessities. Small businesses are being impacted quite a bit because the costs, the transportation costs are higher. The supply chain problems that we have had since COVID are affecting them. So the prices are going up. So a lot of small businesses are going to feel this additional pinch as well.
Jim, the old saw is that the federal government can print money, so that can create problems or help fix problems, of course. Is there anything at the state level? Arizona sitting at a huge budget surplus. Is there anything to do with that surplus that could help the economy in the short and long term? I imagine it wouldn't affect inflation, but could it affect other ways to cushion the state if a recession is around the corner?
Well, if you want to get through a recession, doing the math, to get through a really mild recession, you need about $2.5 billion. To get through a moderate recession, which is probably more likely, you need about $3.5 billion. So even though it seems like we have a lot of money that we can just spend it on all sorts of things, we don't have as much as you would think. And there's another problem. Because of the extra stimulus packages that we've had, federal government spent a little bit too much money. The Federal Reserve kept interest rates too low for too long. That helped also prop up inflation, but it also propped up where people spend their money. And we've been collecting extra taxes that really aren't part of a longer-term base. This is kind of temporary. So when you factor all that in, there's not a whole lot of wiggle room. People are talking about how we're going to spend maybe $5 billion. It comes down to maybe how are we going to spend about $750 million on an ongoing basis. And that's if we just put a little bit more money aside in the budget stabilization fund, kind of the PE bank to get through a recession. But whenever the recession hits, all that balance is gone regardless.
And Jim, let me ask you about the Federal Reserve. They're raising interest rates slowly here, and that might be an unpopular move, but it worked right back in the 70s when inflation was also really high. Do you think it'll work this time around?
Yeah, so they're raising rates and they're pulling money out of the economy, but the problem is they should have started this last year, which means they have to be a little bit more aggressive than you otherwise would. When the Federal Reserve is too aggressive, that could be a little bit of a shock that could push us into a recession if there's a lot of other bad things going on as well. But we're talking about war. We're talking about this really high inflation. When interest rates go up, think about what's going to happen to the housing market. Prices aren't going to come down immediately, but it's going to cost more to get a mortgage. So it's going to become even more unaffordable in the short term. So it's a good thing that they're taking this action, but I'm extremely disappointed that they waited an extra year before they started raising the rates.
So you, I think I heard you mention a mild recession is what you're predicting. What do you think is on the horizon here as we hear talk of recession?
I don't think it'll be severe. It'll be mild to moderate. So it'll be more like a typical recession, not like the COVID recession and not like the Great Recession. You're probably going to see Arizona and Greater Phoenix do much better than the U.S. which it always does every recession, except for the Great Recession. That was very unique, and it impacted things that we were overweighted in, which is no longer going to be the case. So it's going to cause some problems. There's going to be some job losses, but it's going to be much better here than in other places. But the key, though, when going back to that public policy discussion and the spending by the state, is given the scale of what you need to do during a recession, you can find about $1 billion through gimmicks, you know, pushing payments from one year to the next, things like that. But that's about it. If we have a $3.5 billion cost of the next recession, and we have $1.5 billion set aside, we're going to have to do some gimmicks, and we're going to have to maybe cut some budgets going forward. So I really caution lawmakers to be careful with the ongoing permanent spending. Try to make the extra spending one-time investments, and then you don't have this ongoing obligation that you're going to have to later cut.
All right. Economist Jim Rounds, president and CEO of Rounds Consulting, joining us. Jim, thanks as always. We appreciate it.
Thank you.